Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is Christ in God. Turn with me to John chapter 14, shall read verse 20 of it. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Jesus, the Son of God, in the days when he was made flesh as a human, speaking to his disciples, said to them that at that day when he had returned to where he was before, where he came from, then they will know that he is in the Father. And you, his disciples, will be in him and he will be in them. That's why he said to them earlier that you believe in God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I have gone to prepare a place for you. Prepare a place for you. I will come again unto you and receive you to myself. So that where I am, you will be there also. It's in that manner he's speaking to them. That he will come to them and receive them to himself. So that's why I say in that day when this takes place, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. That Christ is in God. He's talking of Christ in God. That at that day you will know that Christ in God. And so he's saying to us that today, we don't see Christ anymore in the flesh, as the apostle wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. He says that we used to see him in the flesh. But after he sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit came upon us and then opened our understanding that we now understand the scriptures and the sayings of the Lord. We don't see him anymore in the flesh. And not only Jesus we don't see in the flesh, we also don't see those who are in him in the flesh. For he says that where I am, I will bring you to that place so that you will be in me, I will be in you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new being, a new creature. Old things have passed away. So that it's not only Christ in God. He said those who are in Christ are also in God. That's why he says in Colossians 3, verse 3, he said you are dead. What does that mean? He said you're dead in the flesh, to the flesh. And you are now hid with Christ in God. Because Christ is no longer in the flesh. So he killed and removed the old man. Our old man is crucified with Christ. So that henceforth we would not serve the old man. We don't think of the old man. For to be thinking of that old man, which is carnally minded, is death. But to know whom we should be mindful of, even Christ, that is the life, that's the living. And so he's saying that Christ in God is the glorified Son of God. That when he is glorified is what he's saying. Then they will know that he is in the Father and the Father in him. That it is this same Jesus that descended first. Let's read that in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Say the same Jesus, the same Lord that was made flesh, that descended and became a human being, he is the same that ascended far above all heavens, all principalities and powers. And that's why he says, in that day when he returned to the Father, then you will know that I am in my Father. Who? That I that descended, I am he also that ascended. And then your heart will turn to him. You will know the Father. You will know that I came from the Father. And again, I returned to the Father. And so he's saying that Christ today is in God. Who is God? Say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Christ is in God, not in the flesh anymore. That it was he that came that was made flesh. It is he that died, was buried, on the third day he rose again into glory. So he's saying that Christ is whom we should look unto today. That's why he says we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, because we see Jesus. How do we see him? We see him in God. We are now seeing him in God, no longer in the flesh. For it is appointed unto men to die once. After that, the judgment, the scripture says. Same also, Christ died, was made flesh, died, and that he has returned to his Father. If we return to that John 14 and hear what it says in verse 28 of John chapter 14. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Wonderful. It says that if you know what I'm saying, you will rejoice, he said to the disciples. That the Father is greater than I, was he saying. He's saying that Christ in the flesh and Christ in God, the Christ in God is greater than Christ in the flesh. For instance, Christ in the flesh, you can stone him, you can beat him up, you could do anything to him in the flesh. But Christ in God, you couldn't do that to him. You don't even need to open the door for him. He said, while the disciples were gathered, he came in to them. So he said, the Father is greater. What is he saying? He said, Christ in spirit is greater than Christ in the flesh as a human being. That until he died and returned into his glory, to where he was before he was made flesh, he says that you cannot receive, that it is expedient that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. That means the Spirit will not come. That he will come again to them. That's why he said this in John chapter 16, verse 16. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Look at it. It says a little while they will not see him. What's going to happen? He's going to die, be buried. But he says they will see him again in the spirit. He will come again to them. And that spirit is the Father. God is a spirit. The Word is that spirit. He says that a little while you will not see me again. A little while you will see me. The disciples, they didn't understand what he's saying. Look at it in verse 17. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me. And because I go to the Father. We don't know what he's saying. That he is talking of Christ in God. That a little while you will not see me again in the flesh. Christ in flesh, you will not see him again. A little while you will see him. See who? See the same Jesus. That the same Christ that you are looking at, that descended, the same ascended into his glory as he was before the creation. And that is what he was saying to the disciples. They didn't know what he was saying. The same Jesus was indeed crucified. He died, he was buried, and they came to the grave following day after the Sabbath, which was on Sunday. Let's read that in Luke chapter 24 and see what happened. Verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and setting others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. He says, Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He is not among the dead, he is living. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God is living and powerful. That don't seek for him among the dead. That Christ is in God. That remember what he told you while he was with you in Galilee. That they were looking for his body. They saw where he was buried on Friday. The women saw where the grave where they put him, and they went away because of the Sabbath, which is Saturday. Then they first him on Sunday morning, they returned. And they came to the grave and found not his body. So that's why the scripture said they were perplexed. It was a puzzle. What has happened? And while they were in that condition, they saw two men in shiny garments saying to them, Why are you looking for him among the dead? What does that mean? Why are you seeking for him in flesh and blood? Why are you looking for him in flesh and blood? No, he's risen. He is gone to where he came from. Before he was made flesh, he has returned to where? To his glory. That this is what he said to you while he was with you. And, you know, later he told those ones he met on the way to Emmaus that, why are you so slow to understand the scriptures? The scripture says, I am coming. And he came in flesh and blood. That the scripture of God was in Christ Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. And that Christ is now in the word. That's why he said, gave us the ministry of reconciliation, the word of reconciliation. So when the disciples now understood that he is the word, and that word is God. And that word he gave to us in the Bible. But as of now, they have not understood. They don't know. They were looking for Jesus in the flesh. They didn't know that Christ is in God. That he came from God and he returned to God. That's what he says in John chapter 13, in verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. Where did he come from? From God. Where is he gone to? To God. Who is that God? The Word. He says that when you come to this Word, believe. That without faith in him, there's no other way to please God. That anyone that comes to the Word of God must believe that he is God. That it was the word of God that was made flesh. He says, if you believe in your heart that the word of God was made flesh, and confessing with your mouth that God raised him from the dead on the third day, he says, you shall be saved. That Jesus or Christ is in God. That he came from God. He returned to God. He came from the Father. He returned to the Father. And so today, that's why he says that you will pray to the Father in my name. See what he says in John 16, in verse 23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. What day? That day, he said, in that day you will know I'm in my Father. And you in me, and I in you. He said, in that day, when you know where I have entered, where I have returned to, where I came from, he said, then you will pray to the Father, because I go to the Father. In whose name? In my name. What name? The name of Jesus. That's the name of the Father. He said, you will pray to him in his name. Your heart will turn to him, and your prayer will go to him. And that this is whom he said we should pray to. That in that day you will pray to the Father. Look at it in verse 24 if I continue. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. He said, until that time they have not asked anything in his name, because they have not asked the Father. What does that mean? They have not prayed to the Father in his name. They have not even known the Father. And he says, that's why he said that until that time you have not asked me anything in my name. Because you have to know him to ask him. Say, how can they call on whom they have not believed? So he's saying that in that day you will know that I'm in my Father with absolute certainty, with no doubt whatsoever. So when you pray to the Lord in his name. You know, that's why Moses could not enter the promised land. He told Moses, he said, speak to the rock. And then he once said, you will give you water. And Moses struck the rock. He said, that rock that followed them was Christ. He was to pray to the word, and the word answered them. He answered Moses, and the people will see that the word of God is living. It's not dead. He said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? That they come to God with idols in our heart. He said, no, this time around he's going to remove that idol from our heart and give us the knowledge of God. The knowledge of the true God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That they will pray to Christ in his name. They will pray to the real Christ. The one that came from the Father. He, when he returned, in verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Are you hearing? He said he will reveal the Father to them, as he is doing to us today. Saying to us that he is in the Father. Christ in God. Which God? In the Word, in the Holy Scriptures. Verse 26 of John 16. At that day you shall ask in my name. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and I'm coming to the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. That it is he that descended that ascended also. Who? God. Was in the man Christ Jesus. Where is that God in the Holy Bible? He is the Word. He says that because you have loved the Word, you have loved me. He says, if you love me, keep my word. And my Father will love you. And then we'll come and make our abode in you. That because you know that I came from God, I am the Word of God. And I return to the Word, to no other than the Word. For he is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father, to the eternal Spirit that offer him to us, that God offer himself through, he offered his Son through the eternal Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, unto humanity. And then he said that I will come and put my Spirit, what Spirit? The Spirit of the Bible upon you. And then you will become witnesses unto me. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. You become a testifier of who? Of the Bible. You will not know that Christ is in God, is in the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Bible. And so that is what he promised, that I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until the Spirit comes upon you, until the truth of the Bible comes upon you. That's why I say you should continue in the Word. That's how to tarry in Jerusalem. He's not telling you of the physical Jerusalem. He's talking of the heavenly Jerusalem. He said, now we are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, unto the heavenly Jerusalem. The Lord says, if you tarry in the city of Jerusalem, the city of the living God. In this Mount Zion, you shall be endued with the spirit of the Bible. He will come upon you. You will know that Christ is in God, to the glory of the Father that gave him to us. And so that's what he's saying to us, that he's going to make himself known to his disciples, that he was speaking to them in parables. He was telling them of things that they cannot receive, that when the Spirit is come, he will give them understanding. That the many things he's going to say, now they can't understand it, because you need the Spirit. That it is only after the Spirit come upon us, what Spirit? The Spirit of the Bible come upon us, before we can know his sayings. If we still have the understanding of the flesh, he said we cannot understand the Bible, because it is given by the Holy Spirit. That until that Spirit come upon us, we have a new heart and a new spirit. And then we can then understand and hear his word. And so he's saying that Christ is in God today. Why is he saying to us that Christ is in God? He wants us to turn to the real Christ. He wants us to turn to this perfect law of liberty. He said when we turn to this perfect law of liberty and continue looking unto him, he will change us from glory to glory by himself. What is he going to do? He will change us to himself. He will not show us himself. That I am the word of God. I am the true God and the only true God and eternal life. I am that great God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. I am the revealer of the truth of God. That if you turn to me, you can never perish. You have passed from the dead flesh to the living God. You are no longer seeking for God among the dead. You are now looking for him among the living. You seek for him where you can find him. Where can you find him? You find him in his word. Because he is in the word. He said the Father is greater. Don't you see that he is telling us of his Father? That Jesus, the man, was located to one place. But Jesus in God is not so. That's why the Bible has gone around the whole world. That anywhere in this world, anyone turn to this Bible, to this one holy Bible he has given to us, he said, we are looking unto him. We are seeing God. He said, anyone that seeth me, he seeing him that sent me. Anyone that believes in me, he believes in God that sent me. Who sent him? The Spirit sent his Son. Made the Word to become flesh. The same Spirit says, I have power to take it back. I have power to lay down my life, power to take it up. He said, destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up. And he did. And then we are still looking for him who died the word. Who was made flesh the word. Where is that word? In the Bible. Don't doubt him. Say, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. He spoke, it was done. Why can't the word manifest that the word was made flesh? When he created by the word. That all the trees, all the animals we have, we can see, was created by the word. Why can't the word made himself flesh manifest? How come then we find it difficult when there was nothing and he spoke and it was done? And we now says that he cannot manifest. He says that I am he that descended first. So he ordained. So he planned. So he willed for to save us. That he will come by himself. That by himself he purged our sins in his own blood. And then when he has purged, he went and sat on the seat of majesty on high, waiting until he make all his enemies his footstool. Until he will bow to this king. He says, I am the Lord. Beside me there is not any other God. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. That I am the Lord. Who? The Holy Bible. To the Spirit that gave him to us. And so he said we should see Christ by his word. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. They don't know what he's saying. That the scripture is the way, the truth, and the life. No other way can we come to the Father except by him. Where is he today? In the scriptures, which we read in the Bible. That when we look unto this word of God, we are seeing him. We are seeing that Lord, that Spirit that spoke to Abraham. We are seeing that Spirit that spoke to Moses on the burning bush. We are seeing that Spirit that spoke to all his prophets. We are seeing that Spirit that came upon the apostles on the Pentecost day. We are seeing that Spirit. Who? The Lord. The Spirit of the Bible. He says, if the same Spirit come upon you, you shall become his prophet. You shall become his testifier. You shall testify the Bible as well. If the Spirit of this Bible comes upon you. That now the Lord is that Spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. That is knocking at the door of our hearts. He said, if you open, I will come in. I'll sup with you, you'll sup with me. What is he talking of? He said he would, we'll be feeding together in the same Bible. You will know him, as he said, from the least to the greatest. Everyone will know him that he is. They will know that Jesus is in God. Today, we don't look for him. He said, are you looking for him among the dead? He is in the living, where, he said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life, that he is in his word. God is in his word. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. This word was before the creation. By him he created all things. Where is he today? He's in the word. Is he going to change? No. He said, I'm the Lord, I change it not. Never. Only believe. That there is a minute, a rest for the people of God. They have no belief. That this same word was preached in the wilderness 40 years unto the Israelites. They couldn't enter because of unbelief. Though the word was preached, it profited them not because they didn't mix it with faith. They didn't believe. Is it different today? No. He says, the same word is being preached. We don't have another gospel than that which is preached already. What gospel? The gospel of the Holy Bible. The gospel of his word. He told Moses to preach the word to them. That he is the word. That know, oh, yeah, you, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You heard his voice on Mount Sinai. Therefore, you shall worship him with all your heart. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. If you do so, he told Joshua, he says you will succeed. The truth of the Bible will enter you. You will succeed. Because faith in him alone is the success. When you believe, he said, everyone that believe in him, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Once you believe in the Bible, the spirit of the scripture will enter you. There's nothing else to be done. And that spirit, he said, gives you freedom. Because he is that spirit of liberty, the comforter. That Christ is in God. If we are looking for him, he said, we are lost. We don't look for Christ. That the word is near you, even your mouth. That word that is being preached to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.